Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and on this half hour of Motown Memories, we're featuring just two songs, Fingertips by Stevie Wonder and Get Ready by Rare Earth, the long versions. While coming up, Fingertips. Well, at the time, they called him the 12-year-old genius, and though Stevie Wonder has grown older, the term genius still applies. The first of his 9 number one singles was Fingertips Part 2. It was the second number one for Berry Gordy's Motown record label and really helped set the record label on a stable course in 1963. This song was the first live single to go to number one, and it marked the first time that a single and the album it came from were both number one on Billboard charts at the same time. Well, Fingertips had been released the previous year on a studio album called The Jazz Soul of Little Stevie. Marvin Gaye played drums and piano on the album, joined by Motown's top session musicians. Well, the version coming up was 7 minutes long, and it wasn't considered for a single, but the reaction was so positive, Berry Gordy, the founder of Motown Records, decided to divide it into two parts and release it as a 45, Parts 1 and Parts 2. Well, disc jockeys across America preferred the second side, including the spontaneous cry of what key, from a confused musician during a reprise. Well, Little Stevie Wonder, as he was known at this time, was born Stevelyn Morris, and he was born blind at birth on May 13, 1950, in Saginaw, Michigan. His father's last name was Judkins, a name Stevie later used as a songwriter. Along with his mother, sister, and 4 brothers, Stevie moved to Detroit, where he sang in the Woodstone Baptist Church Choir. Here is Little Stevie Wonder, right here on Motown Memories.
Yeah! The name of the song is called Fingertips. Now I want you to clap your hand. Come on. Come on. Yeah. Stomp your feet. Jump up and down. Do anything that you wanna do.
Thank you.
Little Stevie Wonder with Fingertips. That was part one and part two together, and that reached number one from 1963. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We're featuring long versions of some of your favorite Motown songs. Well, the longest version of any long version song that Motown ever released was a song coming up called Get Ready by Rare Earth. It was a whole album side, and the song is 21 minutes and 32 seconds, and you'll hear the whole thing coming up. Well, Rare Earth was originally known as the Sunlighters, and it featured members Peter Rivera, John Perch, and Jill Bridges. And they regularly featured a rocking cover of the Temptations hit called Get Ready in their stage show. While as Rare Earth, the group recorded it for the debut album called Dreams and Answers, released on the Verve record label in 1968. When the group signed to Motown, the record label was keen for them to record it as a single. An initial version was set aside. Recording a full album became the priority. Well, Peter Rivera recalled that we got the studio time at like 2 o'clock in the morning, and they just gave us an engineer. We went right from a club, we tore all our stuff down, we brought it over to the Motown recording studio in Detroit and set it all up. We just did all the songs that were the most popular songs in the club, and then we were short of time. So we took Get Ready and we stretched it out into the solos. Well, the audience applause was dubbed in at certain places where we thought they would naturally respond. The song was done on the second take. After 4 minutes into the first take, we screwed up and started it again. When a song is 21 minutes long, you really don't take it again in a while. Well, the total recording cost for the Get Ready album was $5,000. It was released in August of 1969, one of five albums released simultaneously to launch the Rare Earth label. So, here is the longest version of any song that Motown ever released, the 21-minute version of Get Ready, right here on Motown Memories. super long version of Get Ready by Rare Earth, reaching number 4 from 1970, brings this edition of Motown Memories to a close. Hope you enjoyed hearing some long versions of some of your favorite Motown songs. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.